Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. 12.5%. That is the projected turnout for Kentucky's chief election officer, Secretary of State Allison Lindigan Grimes. She has made that for tomorrow's primary election, which means not many eligible voters will be casting a ballot, but they will have choices. Joining me for our weekly Capitol chat once again is the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
All right. So 12.5%, not historically low and certainly not projecting up either.
No, but it's sad. I think people should get out and vote. As you and I have talked before, it's our duty. It's our right as citizens. And it would be nice to see that go higher. We should say, too, that the 12.5% is if the weather's good. Sometimes weather will drive turnout down. It looks like Lexington's forecast is good, so hopefully more people will turn out. But you're right, that's not the lowest. In 2015, for example, the Democratic Party turnout was 11% that year in the primary.
And we should point out that every vote counts, to wit. We're mm-hmm. talking about the 2015 gubernatorial primary. We may not have had Governor Bevin for the last 4 years because he only won by a handful of votes.
That's right. He won that race by 83 votes. And that field was competitive that year. So, like I mentioned, the Democrats turnout was 11%. Republicans was 17.2. Not great, but better. But they had a competitive gubernatorial primary. I think this year you might see that flip-flopped. We're seeing a competitive Democratic primary and not so competitive on the Republican side. So it might be that more Democrats turn out to vote for the top of the ticket, the gubernatorial candidates, and maybe Republicans aren't so dedicated since it looks like Governor Bevin probably is going to win that race.
And it's important to point out, too, rules in Kentucky. This is a closed mm-hmm. primary, which means
That's right.
If you are a registered Republican, you can only vote for Republicans. And if you're a registered Democrat, same deal. If you are a registered independent or other, you cannot show up to the polls and vote for any candidate.
That's right. You can only vote in nonpartisan races, which there is a judicial race on the ballot that everyone can vote in. But the closed primary system does, like you say, it keeps voters in their lanes, so to speak, so you can't cross over. The independents in Kentucky, that number of voters is increasing. It's over 10% now of voters who have registered outside the two major parties. So they are excluded from the gubernatorial primaries and the down ballot ones as well, Alan. So it's not just governor, of course.
So turnout, low or high, can really be a key as to, you know, who ends up winning these elections.
Absolutely. And there's no hard and fast formula on who benefits from low turnout or high turnout in a primary election. The key is for the candidates to get their people to the polls. The low turnout obviously benefits the people who have the candidates who have the stronger ground game and get their folks to the poll. I've had people, I'm sure you have too, had folks knocking on the door. The campaigns have canvassers out. They're making phone calls. They want to make sure that their supporters are at the, you know, at the ballot box on Tuesday so that come 6 o'clock, they're not the ones who are a handful of votes behind.
And as we mentioned at the top, every vote counts, especially you don't have to look further than 2015 on the GOP side.
That's right. Their turnout, like I said, was over 17% compared with Democrats, 11%. They had a competitive primary. The Democrats didn't. Jack Conway was running that year against Jeff Young, who's also running this year.
That's all the time that we have today on Capitol Chat. Our guest has been editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock, and we will talk soon.
Yes, we will. And let's remind everyone to go vote tomorrow.
And stay with WUKY all evening long. On Tuesday night, we will have the latest results across Kentucky. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News.